This is Jillian Parker, WRPR News. Students are frustrated because they often can't park near their assigned College Park apartments. We're told by public safety that if there are no spots left to park in the CPAs, we have to go by the commuter lot across campus or we may be ticketed. I spoke to a few students I saw walking around the CPA parking lot and asked them about the parking problems they were having.
Is there a sufficient amount of parking spots in the CPAs for residents?
No, I don't think there is. I mean, a lot of the time when I come back from work or going somewhere and I try to find a spot, you have to park really far away. I mean, you can never really get close to your own building. I lived in Bischoff last year. We had a lot more space compared to this year.
Absolutely not.
No, sometimes you have to park extremely far. I see a lot of commuters parking up here to walk to class.
Here's what Vincent Markowski, the director of the Department of Public Safety, had to say about the issue students are having.
The system, the way it works right now, is that it's on a first-come, first-served basis. Our problem is that at the time of the design of the campus and those CPA apartments, the parking was sufficient for the amount of vehicles that would be in. Right now, we're looking at a redesign of parking on the campus, and that's going to bring some issues to light and rearranging. So where we are is, right now, that's got to stand, and we can really take a look at our parking overall.
How do you think the school could do better?
I think they should add an extra parking lot somewhere, or at least add some more spaces.
It'd be really nice if basically just organize everything a little bit better, maybe turn the dirt lot into something.
I think that we should have assigned parking in the CPAs, or each building should have a certain amount of parking spots reserved for them.
Have you ever had to park elsewhere because there were no spots left?
Yeah, I had to park really far over by like Tamarack, like the farthest CPAs, and we had to like squeeze a spot in. I don't even know if it was a real spot. Yes, multiple times actually.
Yes, I had to park in the grass lot, and then a very, very kind, sophisticated, thoughtful public safety officer made me go park in the commuter lot while I had to unload everything, which was fantastic.
Yeah, one time me and my friend had to park all the way in Bischoff, even though we're supposed to park in the Village, and that's extremely far from where we live.
The Village, on the other side of campus, has hundreds of parking spots. Students express their opinions and don't appreciate having to park on the opposite side of campus because the school didn't create enough parking spots by their designated dorm rooms. I'm Jillian Parker, WRPR News.